Hello.
Hey, Miss Robertson, how are you?
Yes, how are you, Zach?
I'm doing well. Just giving you a call, like I said I would. Checking on you.
I'm sorry, hold on, another phone's ringing. I couldn't hear you.
I said just giving you a call, like I said I would. And
Yes, sir.
how's the house going?
I haven't heard yet, but as far as I know, a realtor put it back on the market like 3 days after we had signed the contract. Is it still not listed for you?
It's still, let me tell you, hang on one second. It is not, it does not look.
It's not listed.
No.
Well, I just talked to him the other day,
Right.
and asked him if he heard from someone. He said he got one call, but I don't know that it was the same. I told him I just knew the name was Zach. I didn't catch your last name.
Sure. Yeah, it's Weatherspoon.
Weatherspoon. Okay. So, if it is listed, I can't do anything with it. But what was your thought?
It's not listed. I can see it.
And where are you looking? On just MLS listing?
Yeah, so I mean we hold a real estate license, so we can see what is and what isn't listed. And so I don't, it's not popping up as listed. So let me see one more thing.
Okay.
Well, now it looks like it's listed. But
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you this. So it's been listed what on the market for 50 days.
Yes.
So, okay. I mean, one, can I tell you why that it hadn't sold for one?
Sure.
Well, to be honest, your realtor, and I'm not coming at them, I'm just being honest, and I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just here telling you the facts. The industry, is the industry, and I've been in the industry for a long time. I don't know how well you know this realtor. But they have three pictures of the house, and maybe that's because you don't want them to see it. I'm not sure the inside, I'm not sure, but to sell a house, especially at the price that you're asking, I mean, it's really unprofessional, just to be completely honest with you. If you're gonna sell a house and try to get complete market value for what you think it's worth, I mean, you should definitely have more than just three pictures. It's got the house, it's got the road, and it's got like a piece of land. But these are not professional pictures, and that's one, that's just one thing. The other thing is I don't think it's necessarily priced right. And but at the end of the day, I'm not here to call anyone out. All right. I don't want to do that. That's not what I'm doing. But that's just the truth. And for 50 days for a house this size, I mean, I don't
So what do
necessarily.
you think what would you change? I mean, more pictures or lower price or higher price? What would you change?
So here's the thing is, one, I wouldn't work with a realtor that would put this little effort into something that is you're trying to get top dollar with. I mean, that's personally, and that's the advice that I would give anybody. So for one, it's priced too high. I don't know what, if he just came out and said he thinks it's worth this and that's how y'all agreed to a price. But I'm very familiar with the market, and I don't think it's priced right. I mean, if it was, why wouldn't it sell? Why it should have been sold by now. There's just multiple things that are throwing, this type of property off. You know, it's not in
perfect. What type of property do you think it is?
Well,
I mean, when you're saying this type of property.
I mean, it's a single family house. I know that. And also, hang on, I'm sorry. I got one message in here. You know, it's, I mean, what, I guess I don't understand your question. Can you explain to me what you mean?
All right, well, hold on just a minute. Okay, so you were saying you don't know what my question is because you're saying it's unprofessional the way he's got it listed?
Yeah, just based off the pictures.
You're saying only because it shows three pictures, it just shows the house and property?
I mean, that's definitely one reason. I mean, would you agree if you want to sell something, you would want to see more than just one picture of the house?
What more would you want to see, like a surround picture?
Inside, outside, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so you said you've been doing this a long time, so you're saying it's overpriced, do you think, because it's been sit so long?
Well, I'm not saying necessarily it's overpriced. You know, one, I don't know.
I thought that's what you said.
Well, I don't know. Well, I think it is a little bit, but I can't tell you exactly for sure unless I have some details. I mean, does it have central HVAC for one?
Mm-hmm. Well, besides picking at what it has or what it doesn't have, let's stick with what you're talking about. You're
okay.
Saying you know this market and you've been doing this a long time and you think he's not very professional.
Right.
And you're saying that you think it's overpriced. You're saying it's only two pictures or three pictures. It's not showing well and it's sitting too long.
Correct.
So you're looking at this as a family dwelling.
Yes.
It's commercial.
Okay.
So the house can be tore down.
So
you looked at any other properties in the area of commercial from Mechanicsville to Tappahannock?
Yes. Now, why are you saying it needs to be torn down?
I said it could be. I mean, somebody's going to do something. They might change up and not even want the house. They might have a totally new idea for that property.
Right. Well, I'll tell you that it would be more expensive to tear it down and less valuable in today's market. And that's just my opinion. It does not mean I'm right. But
I understand. Well,
yeah.
I also understand that things don't move so well in election year. So I'm willing to be patient.
Yeah. Well.
And I also understand that, you know, business has different ideas than what, I mean, people, whether it's investor like yourself or realtors, it depends on what the person wants to do with the property. So if they want to keep the house and do anything with it, or if they want to take it down and just put something brand new, which we've seen many a time.
Right. Well, I hear what you're saying. I personally don't think that they would tear this house down because it doesn't need to be torn down for one. You know, how many businesses are just booming right in that location?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know other realtors that hasn't sold much of anything right through there right now anyhow. So in that sense, that means nothing may be moving for anybody, no matter what the price or the showing of the house would be. So I don't discount the fact that it, you know, is not showing as much as maybe something in a more traffic area, like, say, maybe in a well, for example, other places sell quicker in an area that has a light at the intersection. So if that were to happen anytime soon, which is projected to happen, because of the business across the street, if you look at the whole picture.
Yeah.
And then we know supposedly maybe 3 miles down the road is the intersection.
Yeah.
And that intersection, I understand, by the county, has several properties getting ready to be built. Apartments, section, a Wawa's or Sheik's or something like that, and a new water tower in that just probably a mile down the street.
Sure.
all kinds of things are changing. So knowing that it's an election year, I've heard over the years, because this is like our seventh place we've sold.
Yeah.
So we've had lots of realtors over our lifetime.
Yeah, I hear you. And I'm not discounting anyone, and I'm not trying to call anyone out. I'm just being honest.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying we're not new at this either.
Yeah.
As far as selling a house, but this is also commercial, and I know those sell in two different ways.
Yeah.
House sales don't sell like commercial sales. Commercial sit a very long time. And we know just above the road in Hanover, there's a guideline about how far business can come down this way. So there's a gap of farm. So if someone truly wants the traffic that's coming from Richmond, Hanover,
yeah,
into Tappahannock, you got business on both ends of you, and that can build at any speed or any time. So yeah, it might have sit there, but we've had over the years since we've been here, we've had a Tractor Supply, and we have another business that's building on 30, and two properties beside Tractor Supply are up for grabs. And there's a place that has less acres than we have, or less footage than we have, that's selling, is on the market for, I think, a neighborhood of $500,000. They haven't moved anything.
Right.
And that was a car lot.
So, hey, all I'm saying is we're speaking the same language.
Yes,
but,
we are.
You know, also, I think it would be wise if you want to continue working with this realtor, because, look, I'm an investor and we hold a real estate license. So I don't,
yeah.
I don't need to buy the house. I don't need to sell it. I don't need to do anything. You know, at the end of the day, if we can just be friends,
I understand. No, I'm just saying from our perspective, because we've known this realtor, actually he's a custom home builder, and if we wanted a home built, we would use him. And my son worked with him. And his son, when they were in high school, his son and my son was in high school together and have graduated. So I know this gentleman pretty well, and I know that he, you know, does custom builds, but he also has his realtor license. So we agreed to go with him for that. But if you look up any of his type of work, I think he knows what he's doing. He's had his realtor's license a long time, and I don't discount your idea for investment. But investment people, I mean, like hedge funds, they're buying up a lot of properties also.
Yeah.
For different reasons.
I'll tell you this.
So I'm not saying that it's not valuable to someone at some point. And
yeah.
I know it's.
We agree with that. And
I've passed places that we lived in Hanover for many years, and homes, properties just selling that might have been up for 25 years.
So I'm born and raised here, so I know.
In McCainsville?
Yes. So
have you been through that way for a while? I know your number has shown me different times. You've called from Chester, and you've called from. The address number when I looked up was Ashland, and I think one came from, I believe, Goochland. I don't know if that was you.
Yeah, we.
Maybe you'll have multiple offices or other agents.
I have multiple mm-hmm. numbers.
Mm-hmm.
For one, it's because people think, you know, well, regardless, it's how I run my business.
I understand.
You know, and also I talk to about 200 people a day, so there's a spam. There's something, you know, with phone companies. Due to spam, so you know they think they limit us on what we can and can't do pretty much but anyways, my
you're
point
talking about spam as in people just out there just spamming calls.
Yeah, they'll report us as spam, and when we're really not, we're doing a job here.
I know. Well, yours didn't come up as spam, but I hesitate to answer some of these calls because we've been getting some ridiculous calls from places we told them not to call, but their timeshares and their, like you said, spam-type calls, some of them do flag as spams. This timeshare has been relentless on calling us, and we've just don't
pick up a lot of calls, but when I recognized this number, I'm like, okay, I believe this is Zach. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your last name. But yeah, when it said Chester, you know, I know that certain areas are growing faster than others, and then there's a pause. But how long has it been since you've been down through this way?
I mean, sorry for the background noise.
That's all right.
I drive, there's no telling. I could be in North Carolina one day or.
Yes.
You know,
No, I'm just saying I didn't know whether you passed through there on a regular basis, whether you have family this way, if you've been through here within the last month, 6 months, you know, whatever. And that you're, you know, in Chester doesn't mean you're not convenient, because we're over that way. We're just over that way today. Right there, Chester, what is it, at West Chester and Route 1,
uh-huh.
Jefferson Davis Highway. We were just there today. We go there probably once a week. And I have a friend over there, and one of my bosses, she just bought a house over that way. She's pretty excited. So I was supposed to have gone and seen her yesterday, but things didn't work out. So I know about, if you're in that area, you know, pretty much my son, he's worked over there. We've ate over different restaurants. We like to go places and eat somewhere different. So I was just curious how long had it been since you've been this way.
I mean, I've been to Queensville Golf Club within the past 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good.
So I know I've seen the house. I know exactly where it's at. It's not, you know, but the thing is I'm not saying this guy's bad at all, but
I understand. You're just giving me the perspective of you working with others in the same industry.
Yeah. If I were to do it, you know, work with you, I would have professionally photos taken. I would have this property staged, you know, none of that is there. I'm not saying he's a bad realtor, but he's,
no, I understand.
He might be a better builder than he is a realtor.
Understood. Well, and, I mean, we actually, in one of our houses, we sold the mechanics bill back years ago, which we sold several. These are all just residential houses. We had used one realtor, and my sister-in-law and them used the same realtor. And we actually had to let her go because, like I said, she wasn't doing anything for us. And it wasn't soon after we let her go, we had the place sold. But in this respect, right now I think we're going to stick with their realtor.
I'm not here to try to take his business.
I understand, because I feel like, you know, and I know, if you have a contract, you're welcome to bring it. And if you don't have a contract, then you can't do any more than he's doing right now.
Do you live there?
Excuse me?
Do you live there?
Yeah, we're in and out of there, yes. But I'm just saying, any realtor can bring a contract. So if any realtor is just wanting the listing, that doesn't mean it's going to sell any better or faster.
I'm not even offering that.
That's what I'm saying. So you're not interested in it, you don't have anyone interested in it, now I believe we'll just leave it as it is, as far as with this realtor, until the contract ends, and then we'll reconsider.
Well, that's not true. So if you let me explain something. I buy houses. You know, we do hold a real estate license, but we don't. My mission is buying houses. We don't, we don't really make offers. We buy houses. And
right, ugly houses. We've had Kavar or whatever it is make a proposal, and we turned it down. And
if you don't mind, hang on a second, because I lose train of thought very quickly.
I'm sorry.
If you don't mind, hang on, because I lose train of thought very quickly. So all I'm saying is, we buy houses. We don't make offers. Just because, you know, this, you know, is listed and the realtor is the realtor, that's it. That doesn't mean we don't want it. We would like to buy the house, put it that way, is what I'd like to tell you. But, you know, do you have somewhere else to go?
Sure.
Okay, so
Yeah,
you have.
we have somewhere to go.
Now you've owned it for a while. I mean, I expect you don't owe much on the mortgage. Is that accurate?
Yep, that's accurate.
Okay. Do you now?
So,
May I ask you a personal question?
sure.
When you sell the property, is it, is it something that you just want to move on with, or, are you willing to? So here's the thing. I'm willing to pay and not even negotiate, but if I'm going to buy a house like this at retail, and it's not in perfect condition. I've seen the outside, I haven't seen the inside, but I can imagine it would need some updating. Is that accurate?
Accurate.
Okay. Well, if I were to buy this at retail, and in my opinion, overpay a little bit, do you need the money for something else, or are y'all doing well, I guess is one question.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so you don't necessarily need all the money at once.
So you're talking about a long-term agreement?
Exactly. But I mean, that's all negotiable. And I wouldn't even negotiate with you on price. You want 300? Okay, we'll do 300. I'll do that, but you'd have to be flexible on the terms, and that's basically where I'm at. And if you wouldn't entertain anything like that, then I don't want to waste your time.
Well, I'll have Donald call you, and you can work out any kind of terms you think you can do.
Well, how about this? I'll give him a call, but will
Okay.
you let him know that you are open to doing like a, so basically what I'd be offering is like owner finance with a six, like a 6 year balloon, meaning I'd pay you off, in 6 years, down payment, monthly payment, and then a balloon payment, which is, I'm sure you know what balloon payment means is,
Yep.
okay.
Yeah, go ahead and give him a call, or I can have him call you.
Send them my number.
Okay. Well, it is nice talking with you. Thank you for your offer, and I'll let him know to, either expect a call or, at some point in time he can give you a call.
Yeah, tell him to give me a call. I'm free now. My number is, do you have my number?
Is it 804? One of them I have is 3, I'm sorry, 735-06, I'm sorry, 0467.
Yeah, send them my number.
Okay. Yeah, I'll reach him. I'll reach out to him.
You're open to that,
Well,
then I
yes,
think.
he can work out, whatever you have to put on paper, and then he can share it with us.
Okay, I just want to make sure that it wouldn't be, waste of my time to even have that conversation with them.
Well, I mean, the waste of time would be coming whatever the contract looks like.
Well,
I mean, that's on you to make a contract, and then he would explain to us how, what it all boils down to if we don't understand it.
okay,
But
well,
I appreciate your interest in calling back, and I just didn't want to ignore the call.
let me break one thing down for you. So, like I said, we don't make offers, we buy houses. What I'm telling you is, what it would look like is a $300,000 purchase price. We would give you a certain amount of money down payment, pay you monthly, and then cash you out in 6 years. So if that is something that you're open to, I would be more than happy to send him something and have a conversation. But as far as paperwork, I buy 20, 30 houses a month, unless we get that verbal commitment, I really can't. I'm really not gonna, I don't want to waste my time doing paperwork because I do
Oh,
talk to.
me either. I'm not going to waste my time or his. I'll tell him just what you said. And if you don't hear a call back, then it's a done deal. It won't be a contract.
Now,
and you won't worth it wasting any time.
How about this? Give me his number, or you, because I want to give the fair opportunity to talk to him. And sometimes I don't know him personally, but sometimes realtors, I'm not saying he is, but they don't give the client the opportunity to understand because they just want a quick sale. And
believe me, it's no worry about him or us in agreements or disagreement about a quick sale.
Okay.
So, I will let him know that you called again because I've already told him to look out for a call from you. If one did that, I had spoke to a young man named Zach and you were an investor. He said he hadn't heard from you. So we're in touch with him all the time. But I will let him know, what your interest was or is, and he can probably inform us of any more details than I'm sure he's done these before himself. But either way, I'm going to reach out to him. His name is Alan Cullum.
All right.
And I'm sure you have a number when you looked at the listing. I'm sure you've got the number for him too. If you don't hear from him,
it doesn't even have his number. One agent.
Then you don't have the picture. The picture shows the sign in the yard. It has the phone number.
Well, so what I'm trying to tell you is the pictures that he's taken. It doesn't really show, like, it. It's just
okay. I'll convey that to him. I'll convey that to him. And I'll let him reach out to you.
Okay, and don't if you don't mind, don't necessarily bring it up. I'm just being honest, and I don't want there to be any bad blood.
Oh, I only want to work with something or someone and myself being honest.
Okay.
So,
well, I hope I have delivered that to you is, nice,
yeah.
And but with, integrity as well.
Understood. Well, you enjoy your day. It was nice talking with you.
I don't tell him. Is that him?
Excuse me?
Donald Kellum?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.